Okay, we'd like to get started. If you could take your conversations outside, and if you have a cell phone on, put it on vibrate or silence, please. The meeting of the Pole and Conduit Commission, Thursday, August 15th. It's 10 a.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave, basement conference room. For you, the commissioners, Steve Lankowskis and T.J. Shea. If anyone is here for the number five on the agenda for Tudor Street, that's been continued. Anything else off the agenda?
I believe it's been removed permanently. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. First matter, Comcast, 50 Cambridge Park Drive, from existing cap conduit in the sidewalk, trench southerly, plus or minus 8 feet in the public way, installing 1 4-inch PVC conduit to the property line of 50 Cambridge Park Drive. This will include the removal and replacement of two sidewalk panels.
Good morning, Tim Cortell, Comcast, C-O-R-T-H-E-L-L, here on behalf of Anthony Bottolaro this week, for this one.
So the only excavation is just to pick up the existing?
Correct. This was a project like 6 or 7 years ago before they paved the road. And they capped it for future build-up.
There's no handhole in the sidewalk, right?
Correct.
Yeah, typical conditions.
Okay, so motion to approve with typical conditions and permits.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
New petition for 750 Main Street, place new Comcast manhole over existing conduit on Windsor Street to access riser poles number 65110 from newly placed manhole trench easterly on State Street, plus or minus 118 feet, and install one new sidewalk vault from the newly placed sidewalk vault trench easterly on State, plus or minus 263 feet, place one new manhole over existing conduit, installing 2 4-inch PVC conduits full distance, plus or minus 381 feet. This includes the removal and replacement of one sidewalk panel.
We would like to see test pits performed before we approve. Make sure we have a quarter out there.
Make sure you have a what?
A quarter.
And schedule out with DPW?
Yes.
So do you want to approve it pending?
We would like to continue.
Continue. So it would be a motion to continue pending test pits.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to apply for that.
Excavation permit for DPW.
Okay.
Comcast for 7 Beach Street, placing a new Comcast manhole over existing conduit on Beach to access conduit from the newly placed manhole trench northwesterly on Beach, plus or minus 14 feet, installing 1 4-inch PVC conduit to the property line of 7 Beach. This includes the removal and replacement of the brick sidewalk to the same or better condition.
So out on Beach Street, there's an MWRA water main, so you need an 8M permit to do that work.
Other than that, just coordination with everything that's going on out there.
Busy area.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it.
So we would recommend approval based on the 8M permit, and then DPW site visit, typical conditions.
Okay, so motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions? Cambridge Network Solutions for Main Street at Broadway. Trench and install 325 feet. Of 2 4-foot communication conduits easterly from existing private property conduit in the sidewalk at 100 Main Street, to the existing level three manhole number 0515-1302 on Main Street.
Hi, Jeff. Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Harrington, H-A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N from Cambridge Network Solutions.
And Gary Amberick, A-M-B-E-R-I-K, with Redgate, owner's project manager for MIT.
So the, as I understood it, the follow-up was to conduct some test pits out in the area or adjacent, immediately adjacent to the area. We actually obtained a permit, and we have crews out there today. I have pictures of the test pits, which obviously we'll make sure we upload to the website. But based on, we conducted four test pits from the corner of Broadway, which is essentially the approach to, we turn right off of Main Street and start to head to the bridge. We drew a line, sort of a visual line from the entrance on Main Street, the red line entrance on Main Street, to where the train comes up. And what we did is we dug right against the granite curb, following our entire path. We had a maximum of 36 to 38 inches in the grass area. We dug 3x3 pits. We dug four of them. So it is our, based on that, in, you know, where the tunnel could, where normal tunnel construction is, even if we were on the side of the tunnel, reason for getting that depth, we still believe that even as we go out, because we're only going to go out another 18 or 20 inches where our proposed trench was going to be, that we would still get the minimum of 18 inches of cover because we're going to stop at that sidewalk. And the other request was we had the wrong map uploaded at the time of the last meeting, and we've corrected that by uploading the new map. Hopefully you see that. We uploaded the permit. Again, we'll upload the pictures. It shows with a tape measure of exactly where they are. I can show you. I have actually video on my phone. So that's sort of the last step of where we're at, I believe.
Okay. Is it confident that it'll work for you?
We feel pretty confident. We do have a backup plan that was put on the plan for option two, where we can scroll it down to 1¼ inches. So if we come up with it, that will give us even additional cover if we run into something. But again, based on the test pits, we had 38 inches of cover, 30 inches of depth. We definitely knew we were on top of the tunnel because as the guys were digging with their shovels, they could feel it when the train would come down. And given the fact that we're right on the granite curb, the idea would be is we'll probably end up digging in the bike lane, or what is now set up as the bike lane, when we go onto Main Street. But we're going to be resurfacing that and remarking it, and there's no handholds requested for this, so it's not like we're going to put a handhold back in the bike lane. So it's our belief if we stay within the bike lane and sort of turn right in and pick up those conduits, the only proposed manhole is going to be on the outskirts of either side. It's going to be on Broadway and on the sidewalk on Main Street.
So of the four, one of them would be the cities, or?
Yeah, so the proposal is we'll extend all four. One's the cities, and then we'll cooperate with anybody that wants, if they do get a service order, to enter it. That we did send it out to everybody.
Yeah.
No one bought in yet, but my assumption is because the tenant's probably not there yet, but we will certainly work to make them available. That's why we're bringing it to a joint system like the Level 3 system. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To that point, this is critical for our Kendall Soma project. We're trying to get diverse carry path entrances into that site. And there's not a lot. We have a Verizon pathway and a coming from the west, but this is critical to get additional support from the east.
Okay. We just need to have you coordinate because Ames Street's going to have some steam work done, so they're using Main Street as a detour.
Okay.
So we'll just have to coordinate that work.
Yeah, I did meet with the engineer that was that's assigned for the city, so I'll make sure on the Monday meetings that we deal with them.
Motion to approve with typical conditions and coordination with everything that's going on out there with detours, etc.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Crown Castle for Hancock Street, intercept existing Crown Castle conduit on Hancock, install a new 3x3 crown capital manhole, and trench and install 21 feet of 1 4-inch PVC conduit southeasterly to the building located at 907 Mass.
Good morning, Bob Walls, Crown Castle Fiber. Looking to intercept our existing 4.25 Crown Castle conduits, place a 3x3 doghouse handhole over it, and trench to 907 Mass Ave.
Is that a service upgrade?
We're not in the 907 Mass Ave as of yet. It's to bring new service into 907 Mass Ave.
So, DPD would just like to have the trench build and overlay, trench itself with infrared,
not a problem.
Conditions.
Yeah, that's under, they got a gas main work on it right now. I mean, that whole street is kind of torn up. I don't know if that's going to impact. I mean, you need to coordinate with the gas company.
Yeah, we could just ask. Is it Columbia or who's the gas company working on?
Eversource Gas.
Eversource Gas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not a problem.
Did that still require infrared, even though we're going to?
We looked at it yesterday. At least mill and overlay the trench. We can talk about the infrared.
Okay. Give me Paul up there too, and go over it with him.
So, the motion to approve.
Just a second.
Typical conditions and coordination with DPW.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Crown Castle for Center Street, starting at utility pole 125-4 on Center Street. Trench and install 1 3-inch conduit 21 feet southerly to propose 17x30 Crown Castle handhole and continue 11 feet to the building located at 929 Mass Ave, 10th Center Street.
So this is a continuation, so I do have the Verizon and Eversource license with me. Mm-hmm. It is uploaded to the portal. I have a hard copy if you'd like a copy.
No, I did. I saw it. So the excavation that you're asking is from the pole to the back of the sidewalk. Everything inside of that is on private property. So
correct.
We're only approving to the back of the sidewalk.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. I'll replace the panel.
Mm-hmm. We're okay.
Okay.
So motion to approve with typical conditions.
All
those in favor?
Aye.
Now, just a brief you can bring back to Crown Castle is that you, regardless of leasing conduit
mm-hmm.
or full attachments, you still need a ground location.
For all new cable?
All new cable, yeah.
Even if it's an existing conduit?
Even if it's an existing conduit. So if you're looking to lease conduit in a Verizon duct bank,
yeah.
you still need a ground location to place that conduit, and then you get licensed to go into that. So if you have an existing license, you still need to for a ground location.
Okay. If I do a new dig, let's say, and I put a 4-inch conduit.
I'm sorry?
If I myself do like Crown Castle does a new dig, place a 4-inch conduit,
yeah.
and I need to place another cable in that, is that also required?
No, if you own that conduit and you have a ground location for your
okay. So if
for
I
your
lease
network.
A conduit, new cable.
Correct.
And if I'm licensing on the poles, brand new license, still ground location. Okay, understood.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
There's been a little confusion back and forth, but just to make that clear, because a lot of these come to us for
okay.
utility permits to be working in Rodden and Rogan recently.
Yeah.
And if you cannot produce a ground location, you need to apply for one.
So if we are doing the Rodden and Rogan, because like with Eversource, they make us do the Rodden and Rogan first
yep.
before we even start the licensing process.
Yeah.
Will we do the ground location after Rodden and Rogan is complete?
Yes.
Okay.
You can go out and explore
okay.
With the permit, of course. And we'll give you the permit to do your rod and rope and just to verify your conduit space, I guess, or whatever. And then if space is available and you have a license, then you need to get... Typically, you should get a grant allocation first and then license in, but it's kind of tough to do both and
yeah.
do it that way. But it's on your dime
okay.
if you get licensed and we don't allow you in there for some... reason or whatever.
Okay.
Typically not, but you do need a grant allocation.
Okay. Understood.
Okay. All right. Thank
you very much.
Okay.
Crown Castle for Ellery Street to co-locate transmission equipment at an existing base station within a public right-of-way on a utility pole to 22724 near the corner of Ellery and Broadway. Crown Castle proposes to replace the existing shroud with a new 50 by 30 by 18 shroud and the existing 24 by 15 antenna with a new 24 by 15 antenna.
Mike Puccini,
BUCCINI.
Amanda Cornwall, CORNWALL, Crown Castle.
And Joe Shannon of Crown Castle. So this first one is the one that we've been waiting for, that dealing with the noise issue, which I think is resolved, and also waiting on a letter from Eversource to confirm that their WIP antenna and our antenna is okay, despite the rule about the two antennas on a pole.
Conditions with permits from electrical department.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Yep.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Crown Castle. For Spring Street at 2nd, proposing to attach small cell site equipment to existing 35-foot, 5-inch wood utility pole number 16 on the northeast corner of Spring and 2nd. Fiber optic cable will feed aerial via overlashing to currently licensed poles on Spring Street.
And if I might kick us off with this and the next five, I submitted a letter to you folks last week, and you know, I think that there are two pieces of the current, these next five are all going to be, the ordinance is not going to comply with these next five, and they're not going to comply on two different areas. One is the shroud size, and we can talk about that separate. The second that is more concerning, as we kind of dug into it a little bit, is the overall height restriction on the in the ordinance. If we're average utility pole, I think all of these after
Excuse me just a minute. Can you take the conversation outside? It's very hard to hear, and the microphones pick it up.
So for all of these applications and the vast majority of those that we're looking at for this project, and I'm surprised that there are any that would comply, but the shortest utility pole we have, I think, in this package is 26 feet 8 inches. Once we add a 2-foot bracket and a 2-foot antenna, which is the smallest antenna we would put up, we're already over that 30-foot overall height restriction. So we think that's a no-brainer. I think the intent of that section of the ordinance or the policy was to make sure that we're doing make sure that people that are installing small cells are doing something that's consistent with the streetscape, 4 foot on top of the existing utility pole or streetlight, we think is what makes sense. And I think there are other ways to capture that intent without a strict restriction on overall height. So that's number one. And then the other issue is with the shroud size. We think a volumetric restriction is smarter than a strict dimensional restriction. The one that we're shroud that we're proposing is taller, but it's thinner, so it sits a little tighter to the pole. Volumetric, it's easier for us to have better options. When we have a strict dimensional shroud size, we're stuck with certain suppliers, some of which are part of our company's portfolio, some of which aren't. So we think there are other ways to think about that also. Aside from the fact that, it reiterates the problem with co-location, that the shroud size restriction right now would really make co-location excessively difficult.
If I may, to the chair, at the last hearing had asked why we could not mount our shrouds to be street side versus field side, where they would be in front of somebody's house, but the policy says that it cannot be mounted street side.
Correct. That's correct, yeah.
So we made the change, and then we've been deep diving the policy, obviously, and that is a separate problem, separate issue that we would have to reevaluate. So that's kind of where we stand with all five of these. We think all five of these are good poles, good locations. We are still waiting here from the arborist, but without kind of having the broader discussion about shroud size and street and height, overall height, doesn't make sense to deep dive each of these applications too much.
So would it be our intention to toll these while we can further review the shroud and the height?
It would.
Which would be, should happen fairly quick.
Okay, that's fine.
I did look at the shroud size, considering the volume and what you're asking for here is actually smaller than what's required in them when you go to the volume.
But right. It doesn't. The problem is with the strict dimensional requirement.
That's something that I did look at, and I feel as though it's so, the difference is so it's really not, you know, from what's out there and other stuff on the pole, and it also is volume wise, it is, you know, a couple square inches smaller.
Less.
Yeah, it is a little bit less. So I would,
and I know there's no commitments obviously on either of our parts, but I do think that given our forecast for the year and where we are in terms of our thinking with the city, we're going to be proposing additional polls for the September meeting that would fall into the same bucket.
Okay.
Just given, I think that we're all thinking the same way about how we're doing this, and Crown's been here for a long time. We think doing okay with how it's going, so. Mm-hmm. We're going to make a bunch of applications, I think, by the September meeting, if we're going to toll these until then.
Okay. And on these are the shrouds and the equipment that does not have fans?
That's right.
So these, no fans?
No noise.
Okay. So it's your intent to toll these?
Until September.
Until September.
Yep. And bring additional applications.
Yep. Okay. So the tolling agreement, do we need these signed off here?
You do.
To continue?
Yes. Toll them.
Yep.
So that'll be the next five.
So it's 9 through 14?
9 through 14.
13.
I'm sorry, 13.
14.
14's end start.
Should be filling out?
Yes.
Tell me whether until five.
Five, yeah. And do you mind if I ask how? Is it, in terms of a policy, I mean, I think that what we're talking about is a potential policy change. Is that something that you would have to do during a pole and conduit commission meeting, or is that something we could have a special separate meeting for?
It could be a special meeting, but it would have to be a public hearing.
Sure.
It's something that we could probably... I'd have to talk to the chair as far as when that could be.
Tell me this, if it was a public meeting that took place during the next Pole and Conduit Commission hearing, could we vote on the change and then vote to approve new applications based on the change during the meeting?
I don't know that answer. I mean, because once we see the application with the new FCC rule, I think we have 10 days to...
say whether it's complete or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that may... because of the current policy, they would not comply to the application because of the size and height.
I don't think that would be a completeness issue. It would be a rationale for denying.
Okay.
Possible,
yeah. We could always put it in front of the hearing prior to, and it would be voted on prior to the petitions.
So I get to fill out one of these for all five?
Yes, please.
I certainly will. I don't need to stay here for that. I can do it and hand it back to you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And star for Water Street, northeasterly from Monsignor O'Brien Highway, continuing through manhole cover 3664 to MBTA property line to install approximately 100 feet of conduit.
Susan Bavis, Vitasaurus.
Jackie Duffy.
This is to supply the new MBTA station off of Water Street in North Point.
So we've had some recent force main, sewer force main work out there. We need to walk that with your representative to confirm corridors before we can approve it.
On Water Street and O'Brien Highway?
Yeah.
Okay.
So who do they have to get in touch with?
Jim Wilcox.
Jim Wilcox?
Yeah.
Before you approve it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just make sure we're all on the same page. No conflicts with sewer work out there.
Jeff, you have a...
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I'm...
Jeff Harrington, for the record.
Jeff Harrington from Cambridge Networks. We have, from a fiber optic standpoint, a need to potentially excavate up Water Street from Muncie and O'Brien. Not trying to hold up NSTOS, certainly, but just want to know if there's any opportunity to share in any petition of the, any part of it.
So you propose excavation work out there?
We do. We was just starting to work on the drawings to propose from the level 3 system that's on Monsignor O'Brien.
So we should all meet together and talk about coordination and
okay.
the corridors before.
And we'll make sure we get the application in.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So the motion to continue?
Yes.
For a meeting with DPW for a corridor?
Yes.
A second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye. NSTAR for Windsor Street, southerly from manhole 744, continuing through new manhole 30849 to install approximately 364 feet of conduit. State Street easterly from pole 651-7, continuing through new manhole 30849 and onto manhole 814 and 29436 to install approximately 744 feet of conduit.
This is for the overhead to go underground? Overhead to underground.
Is it all for 750 main or 730 main?
Yes.
What is it, 730?
750 Main Street.
750.
So this is the same situation. We have proposed sewer and drain separation work and potential water main work out there. So before we have you put all your underground electric in, we've got to make sure that the corridors are acceptable. So we need to meet on site.
So you're continuing it to
yes,
until then?
Continue.
So for the site.
Yeah, we have the plan, but it just didn't get uploaded. I don't know, can you amend a uploaded one already?
I believe you can pull out...
You can take one out and put in a new one.
But we want to put in two, like one's for the overhead.
You can
add
yep.
it in, okay. So I'll just have her add it. She just did the overhead portion.
Okay, so I think the overhead is on the next petition anyways. Because there's two petitions.
The next one's a temporary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, so whatever additional conduit should be added in for that site meeting with the works. Because it'll be an addition, because they're feeding that new building off of State Street also.
So there's two temps?
No, this is for the permanent.
Oh.
So it's all done at the same time.
Okay.
So the motion is to continue?
Yes.
For the site meeting?
Correct.
And I did receive the temporary lighting from MIT and the permanent lighting, which will be done not by you, by the developer anyways, MIT or whoever's property that is. So I know that was a question on it, and that's been solved. So it will not be included in your duct bank. It'll be a separate.
Correct.
It'll be a separate lighting.
Separation.
Okay. So the motion is to continue.
Yes.
Okay.
Motion to continue.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Fence star for Windsor Street, westerly side, approximately 115 feet south of Main, to install new temporary pole 73711. Windsor Street, westerly side, from new temporary pole 73711 to install approximately 126 feet of conduit.
So this is for the temp power coming from Windsor Street. We're going to install a new temporary pole and go an underground to an alcove. And I believe we've probably been submitted the second page. Only one page was uploaded.
The only one we have is the pole itself.
So, again, and we'll, let's go to conduit.
When will the contractor be ready for the temp station? Is that a station?
It's to be a pad mount transformer.
Be a pad mount transformer. When are they going to be ready for?
I think they're under construction now. They're going to be building it within the next couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah, they're working on it now.
Yep. I think they're going
to give
it.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. So I'd make a motion to approve the temp and the underground that was added. It goes from the pole and we'll just. Can you upload this also?
Yes.
Yep.
We just want to make sure that the temporary duct bank and temporary pole is removed before the final restoration of the project.
Yes.
Motion to approve.
I second.
And there'll be typical conditions.
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Star for 24 Berkshire Street, northeasterly from pole 65-5 near the intersection of Plymouth, to install approximately 43 feet of conduit.
This is for new 400 amp service from the pole underground to the house.
No transformer or anything on the property?
No.
Why would you not have come down the pole right on Berkshire, which is, doesn't show it on this print, but it's like a 5-foot excavation to the property.
That's what we asked.
Rather than going through the intersection.
Across the Plymouth.
Yeah.
You mean so from pole 65 over 7?
No.
On Berkshire?
It's the. I should have gotten the pole number.
I think it's right to the right.
So you have the one that crosses the intersection. If you went up Berkshire towards Cambridge Street, it's right over. That's right.
That one?
Correct.
I think it's really a riser section there, primary riser. But we can check.
Yeah, check, because it's, you know, to go across that intersection.
If they can avoid it, then.
Would rather avoid it. The other pole is like 4 feet from the property. You're not adding. Are you adding transformers or anything on 5 to feed it, or coming off existing secondary?
Existing secondary.
Yeah, so.
So try to go off of 7 instead.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll avoid digging across. You have handicap ramps in there, and the other excavation would be like 4 feet. Motion to continue.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. N star for, where are we? 799 Concord Ave, westerly from manhole 1367, approximately 458 feet east of Griswold, to install approximately 64 feet of conduit.
A is to supply 100 amp service for the gas.
For that gas station that's going in?
Yes.
That's down the sidewalk?
Yes.
All the way.
It's the bike lane, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's a bike lane.
Okay.
We just want to meet on site, go over coordination and things like that. So
motion to approve?
Approve.
And the site meeting?
Site visit, yeah.
Okay.
And typical conditions permits. Okay, so on the motion.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And July minutes. Bless you.
Yeah, I didn't have any changes either. Yeah. I think you just got to sign this. Motion to approve the minutes.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any other business?
I don't believe so.
No.
Motion to adjourn?
Always in order.